You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. A mysterious iOS attack changes everything we know about iPhone hacking. Apple's iPhone has long been considered one of the most challenging devices to hack, in part because it's usually done by highly sophisticated groups targeting an individual. But a group of Google researchers discovered that, for 2 years, someone has been indiscriminately hacking thousands of iPhones just by getting their owners to visit a website. The hack takes advantage of not just one, but 14 security flaws, and it ultimately gave the attackers complete control of the phones. This DIY implant lets you stream movies from your leg. An implantable device about the size of a pack of gum, called Peg Leg, serves as a combined wireless router and hard drive. That doesn't sound weird until you learn that the device is meant to be surgically inserted into your leg. Any Wi-Fi-enabled device can access it, and the device can store hundreds of gigabytes of data, stream movies or music, or smuggle encrypted files across international borders. It raises a thorny question. Who is responsible for the data stored in someone's body? And now for today's fast fact. $60 million. That's how much money ride-hail juggernauts Uber and Lyft have put into fighting a California law that would force them to treat their drivers as employees. The money will be used to fund a 2020 state ballot measure that would create an alternate classification for drivers, giving them some protections without acknowledging them as employees. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.